KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies, 20 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some areas of fog this morning, otherwise skies will be partly cloudy. We'll have a high around 54. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. In local news, Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman says two candidates filed nomination papers Thursday to run for county offices in advance of the March 30th deadline of the June 7th primary election in Cass County. Nick Hensley of Cumberland has filed to run on the Republican ticket for the District 4 Board of Supervisors seat. Hensley joins Steve Beyer and Barry Bohr, both from Griswold, and Todd Hanson of Atlantic, in seeking the seat being vacated at the end of the year by Chuck Reakin. Bohr, Moore, and Hanson are all Republicans. No Democrats have filed nomination papers in any of the races in Cass County. And with regard to the District 5 seat on the Cass County Board of Supervisors, Bernard Pettinger, a Republican from Oneida, has filed to run against fellow Republicans, including incumbent Frank Waters of Cumberland and J. Ford Lillard of Wyota. No Democrats have filed for that seat. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa reports a woman from Pottawatomie County was sentenced to prison Thursday on a weapons charge. U.S. District Court Judge John A. Jarvie sentenced 35-year-old Sandra D. Long of Council Bluffs to 30 months or nearly 2.5 years in prison. Long was also sentenced to 3 years of supervised release to follow her prison term. She had pled guilty to being a drug user in possession of a firearm on December 3rd of 2015. Long admitted that on or about August 11th of 2015, she was arrested by the Council Bluffs Police Department for operating a stolen vehicle. At the time of her arrest, she was found to be in possession of methamphetamine, drug paraphernalia, and a loaded 9mm handgun. Investigation was conducted by the Council Bluffs Police Department and Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, and the case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a Clarinda man on Thursday. At around 2:15 p.m., deputies arrested 31-year-old Mark A. Achterberg of Clarinda on a valid Montgomery County bench warrant for violation of probation on an original charge of theft in the second degree. Achterberg was taken into the Montgomery County Jail and held on $5,000 bond. Sheriff's deputies in Cass County on Tuesday arrested an Atlantic man on numerous drug charges. Officials said yesterday 59-year-old Kenneth Eugene Hoyt faces felony charges that include possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine and failure to affix a drug tax stamp, as well as charges of possession of a prescription drug without a prescription, OWI first offense, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Hoyt was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained held on $55,000 bond. The sheriff's office reports also 39-year-old Amy Jo Nicholson of Des Moines was arrested Wednesday on a district court warrant for a probation violation. Nicholson was taken to the Cass County Jail and remained held on $10,000 bond. And on March 20th, 33-year-old Juan Manuel Anaya Mendez of Atlantic turned himself in at the Cass County Jail on one Atlantic Police Department warrant for criminal mischief in the fifth degree, a district court warrant for a probation violation, and three other district court warrants for failure to appear to serve jail time. Mendez was booked into the Cass County Jail and posted a $2,000 bond, but was still serving time on his failure to appear cases. Several Western Iowa law enforcement agencies participated in a pursuit that began early Thursday morning in Fremont County and ended in Omaha. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports that around 1 a.m. Thursday during a narcotics investigation in the area of Highway 2 and Interstate 29, deputies tried to stop a 2013 Ford F-350 pickup for a traffic violation. The truck, driven by 35-year-old Dustin Botel of Omaha, took off and proceeded north on Interstate 29. During their pursuit, speeds reached 100 miles per hour, with Botel ramming a Fremont County K-9 unit and an Iowa State Patrol cruiser along the way. The chase continued into Council Bluffs and on into Omaha, where the vehicle, having sustained disabling damage during the collisions, ceased operating in the area of 114th and Dodge Streets. Botel was being held by the Omaha Police Department on numerous felony charges, including two counts of felony assault on a peace officer, operating a stolen truck, and numerous other traffic violations. Authorities plan to bring him to Fremont County to face multiple charges once the investigation in Nebraska is concluded. Astrup wanted to thank the Iowa State Patrol, Pott County Sheriff's Office, and the Council Bluffs Police Department for their assistance during their pursuit. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office has hired a new deputy. Officials say Nathan Grove will begin his new position on April 1st. Grove will be trained with experienced deputies for a month before starting work at an overnight shift. He's a certified officer and before taking the job with Guthrie County had worked as a police officer in the city of Manning since May of 2015. Grove holds a bachelor's degree in criminal justice from Grandview University and did an internship with the West Des Moines Police Department while getting his degree. He'll be taking the position of Guthrie County Deputy as part of a 28E agreement between the county and the city of Guthrie Center. In the funeral announcements this morning, Helen Bauer, age 97, of Messina, died Monday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab Center in Oneida. Funeral services for Helen Bauer will be today at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Cumberland. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Royce Nichols, age 72, of Audubon, died March 13th at the Friendship Home in Audubon. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Royce Nichols will be today at 11 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Gage Michael Lee Williams, age 14, of Neola, died Monday at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Gage Williams will be on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Tri-Center Community Schools in Neola. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. And Evelyn Fay, age 91, of Knoxville, died Thursday at the Westridge Nursing Home in Knoxville. Services for Evelyn Fay are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.